Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and motivated by what you hear tonight. If you would like to join other listeners in the live chat room, go to www.wingsofprophecy.com and click on the live chat tab. Now here's your host, Glenda Lankus.
Hello, believers, and welcome to this special edition of Wings Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lankus, and today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. And I'm doing this quick broadcast because yesterday evening I received from the Lord what may be the most important message He's ever given me. And if you've listened to recent broadcasts, you know that I've had a real strong urgency in my spirit about what's coming. It has grown stronger and stronger. And no matter what I do, I can't get it to stop. The Lord has not told me what the urgency is for, but I suspect that it has to do with what He spoke. I went to the grocery store yesterday evening to pick something up. And as I was driving back to our house, I was just driving along and just, you know, looking at the grass growing in the sky and everything. And the Lord spoke to me. And He said, I want you to begin preparing my people for what is coming. And I saw in my spirit that He meant on the radio. You probably know I have a website already, wingsofprophecy.com, where I post prophetic messages as the Lord gives them to me. And I said, okay, Lord, I thought we were doing that, but okay. I said, but Lord, I don't know what to tell them. You know, I just know what I've seen so far. And He said, I will give you the messages. And His voice was most serious. I mean, it's always pretty serious, but it was very serious. The feeling that I have in my spirit is we're out of time. We're out of time. The judgments that He's warned us about are about to fall, and now He wants His people to be warned how to get ready. I am not sure what the messages that He's going to bring me will entail. Hopefully He will tell us more about what's coming. But I wanted to let you all know, be praying for those that are still lost, because time is running out really fast for them, really fast. And if they don't get right with the Lord, there's no way they'll make it through what's coming. It will be difficult for us to make it through what's coming, and we walk with Him. So we need to pray very hard for the lost. I feel very strongly that that is God's heart, is to pray strongly for the lost. Spend as much time in prayer with the Lord as you can. He will always confirm to you words or messages that are true. Always. And if the Lord does not confirm them to you, just put them on a shelf and file them away for future reference. Anytime you hear a true prophetic word or a true prophecy, the Lord will show you through His Spirit that dwells in you if it is the truth, if it is from Him. That also goes for any word that you receive for yourself. I know that many others, like myself, have not made preparations as far as storing up food and that sort of thing. I have not. I will if the Lord tells me to do it, obviously. But at this point, I'm trusting Him. The thing about trusting Him is, be sure that you do actually trust Him. Okay? Don't say, oh, well, I'm going to live on faith, and then find out you don't have any faith. Because that's not the time to find out, okay? So one of the things that's good to do right now is build your faith. And, you know, I was talking to Jerry about all this, and I said, you know, I know a lot of people store up food, but I said, it seems to me like it would make more sense to fast and learn how to eat less food so that you don't need as much, as well as store up food if you feel that's necessary. There are some things that can cut your appetite. Cayenne pepper will reduce your appetite. Not everybody can stomach cayenne pepper. It's very hot, but things like that come in very handy when you don't have much food. So, and we know that the famine that's coming is so great that the Lord said that it's not even possible to store up enough food to get through it. And we don't know when or how it's going to start or any of that. We just know that it is coming. But, and that's part of the reason, too, that I don't store up food. I believe that anyone who stores up very much food, when people get hungry, they are going to roam the streets in gangs, and they're going to take food from those who have it, especially if they have sick or elderly or children to feed. They're going to come take somebody else's food so they can feed them if they don't have any. That's just the way it's always been. When lawlessness abounds, it abounds. Those are just my thoughts, not what God has told me, but that's what I feel. And what I tell you comes from what I've seen in the Spirit and the things that He's spoken to me. But some things are like that, are what we just know is human nature. So I just wanted to let y'all know that the Lord had told me that. So the messages that you hear here on the Wings radio station are going to get very serious, very fast. If He starts giving those messages, I will deliver them exactly as He gives them to me, as you know. And until He gives them to me, you will just hear regular messages. But I feel in my spirit He's going to start right away giving us those instructions for what's coming, because He wants His people to be ready. God always warns when something's going to happen. He always warns His people. And He always guides those who are His. And He always provides for those who are His. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If he is your shepherd, if you are guided by Him, completely guided by Him, completely dependent on Him, you won't want for anything, because He will take care of you. That's all I have for y'all today. I just wanted to give you that message. The urgency in my spirit is so strong I can't even convey it to you. It doesn't frighten me, but it concerns me greatly, because I can feel that we're out of time and that it's about to start happening. And honestly, from what I've seen, I don't want to see it happen. I don't want to see it. It's not going to be pretty, y'all. It's going to be very, very ugly. And you're going to see things that are just so horrific. Worse than anything you've seen on a movie, only you're going to see them in real life with your own eyes. And I think that's going to be very difficult, and very difficult to live with day in and day out. But the Lord will prepare us. He called us in this time because we are strong enough to walk out this time. He is our rock. He is our fortress. He is our refuge. He is our provider. He is our counselor, and He is our comforter. We can turn to Him for every need, every time. All the time. Stay close to Him and stay tuned to Wings Radio for the messages that He gives us about how to prepare for the future. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Y'all have a great week. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio tonight. We hope that you have been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. Or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas, 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.
God is speaking. Are you listening? Hi, this is Conrad from ConradRocks.net. Scripture tells us to earnestly covet to prophesy. Right now, at ConradRocks.net, I'm offering a free audio series on hearing God called Hindrances to the Truth. I compiled these lessons from my personal walk with Christ so that I could help others. It's yours free right now at ConradRocks.net. Till we meet again, dig deeper, go higher.
There's a new book revealing a mysterious 2,500-year-old prophecy. Its title, America, Isaiah is Warning, God's Judgment is Coming. Only now, after all of those years, do his words make sense. They're only directed to this generation, those living in its fulfillment. You will learn what egregious act America continually committed, despite 21 years of repeated warnings our leaders ignored, when the judgment will likely happen and why God has the whole world watching, the horrific events to follow and the secret place of protection for some. Finally, the selected remnant that go into Jesus' millennium kingdom are identified. It's all in America, Isaiah's Warning, God's Judgment is Coming. Find out more and order it now at americasjudgment.com. That's americasjudgment.com. America's Judgment is one word. Type americasjudgment.com into your favorite internet browser.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Have you spent all of your Christian life struggling with the same issues? Do you have hidden sins that seem to control you, that you wrestle against with no success? You may be living under a curse. Do you suffer from fear, constant failure, frequent sicknesses, lust or perversion, anger or depression? Do you seem to be bound inside the dark walls of poverty? Do you try again and again to bear a child with no success? Is your family plagued with divorce and division in relationships? These and many more may be curses that are holding you back from your destiny in God. Jerry and Glenda Linkus co-authored the Curse Breaking Series, a series of ebooks available on Amazon.com and wingsofprophecy.com for $3.99 each. You can get free. Download your copy today at Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Haven't you suffered long enough? Jesus wants you to be free.
Soft candlelight perfectly sets the ambiance of peace and quiet after a hard day. Candlelight encourages an unspoken intimacy over dinner with family or friends. Flickering flames of candles while studying God's Word subtly suggests the Holy Spirit's presence to teach and counsel. Why not use non-toxic, healthy beeswax candles? Buy them handmade from the Miller family through HolyArchangelCandles.com. Every shipment comes to you with a prayer for blessing. HolyArchangelCandles.com. That's HolyArchangelCandles.com.